That should work.
Okay. Michael's here, David's here, Roger's here, Randy's here.
No other buggers here.
More coffee for all of us.
Yeah. Would you like to adopt the agenda today?
Oh, man. You're going to adopt one.
All right, I'll adopt the agenda today for March 11th, 2023.
Well, we'll approve the minutes for the regular meeting, although I don't think I've seen them. What about the reports of officers? I mean, if I jump in there, I'm going to cover most of everything else that's on the agenda.
So I'll just keep going, and then you cover it as the topic pops up. I'll just keep rolling through.
Well, yeah.
I have nothing to report personally. So,
do we have a new lock for the
the sign?
I'm working on it.
Okay. All right.
And then
I lost the
besides any of the other topics that are on here, do you have anything else to report?
No, because we'll get to everything on the way down there, because it seems to have everything in there.
So the report on transferring association funds and banking.
Right. Well, I'll jump in there with the banking. Roger and I made yet another trip to Lancaster to visit both banks. With some success, Wells Fargo will now be issuing a card, but we hit a problem with Union Bank, which they're attempting to resolve, so there should be a card on that. But we do have checks for Union Bank, which means in theory we could transfer funds to Hatchaby Bank.
Okay.
At some point, but we haven't opened the account yet, so I imagine in about, 10 days' time, we'll drive into to Hatchaby and open up an account. Yeah, okay. Roger's nodding.
And that account is with...
Well, we could do it Bank of the Sierra or with Valley Strong, but probably Bank of the Sierra because...
Well, Valley Strong is a credit union, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just continue to move forward with that.
Yeah, so not this week, but the following week, we'll go in and open the account at
one of those
banks. Yeah. And then we can transfer some. Oh, one of the things I should say is that online banking is now set up as well. So. I noticed that one account, the only account we've had access to, has diminished greatly because of the bills that I've paid.
Yeah.
And so I transferred funds from one account to the other account within the same bank just to make sure that we don't overdraw on that.
Yeah, the checking account at Union Bank doesn't have any money going into it anymore.
Right.
Because it all goes into Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Yep.
So but there's savings there.
Right.
There was $26,000 in the savings,
right.
So I moved $6,000 into the current account.
That makes sense. All right. Any other?
That's the banking.
That's the banking. All right. Okay. So let's do number six, discussion of possible action appointment to fill vacancies on the board. Maybe that's
what I think the audience ought to join in here. Are there any takers?
Yeah.
No, there's science.
What, right? What I can recommend, you guys are going to have to start twisting people's arms. I literally have gone out and to get board members for the water district, I go out and beg and plead, and that's what it takes to get people to be on it. Usually I target the people that complain the most.
Yeah, so...
That's my targets.
We should target, there's a couple people.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't name names, but I would definitely, those are the ones I would target, because if they've got complaints, well, come down here and show us out.
Yeah.
And you know, we're welcome. Come on down. And you know, that usually quiets them down, if nothing else. But
at least come to a meeting.
Yeah, but
little participation.
They won't complain as much if they know they're going to get volunteered.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some of the best board members we've had on the water district were the complainers. And once they came and found out what the problems were, they sung a different tune.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so once again, if you show up to the next meeting, we made a point to you.
That's the reason nobody showed up.
That's probably why no one showed up. I was kidding on you.
Yeah.
So, but we do need two more, right? Two more?
Yeah, but the irony is, which we explained to both banks last week.
And we need all five, don't they?
No, it's not that. It's just that we've gone through this. We've had five separate meetings with both the banks, and I pointed out to both of them that both Roger and I could be voted out for the new election.
Oh, gotcha. Just you.
So the next people have to go through the whole procedure.
I know.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. Chances are you won't be voted out because there's nobody going to run.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem that happened with the old board. You know, they kept being reelected because there was nobody else to run.
Yeah.
And after a while, you just get burned out.
Yeah, I can believe that.
All right. Number seven, discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures.
Well, yeah, I can jump in there as well. I know there was the criticism of Richard Monson, the man from the management company.
I could have caught him on a bad day.
But the last couple of weeks, he's been really helpful.
Okay.
I sent him all the bank. He wanted the bank statement so we could finish off the financial report. So I sent him all of that. The newsletter should be going out. It might even be delivered today. We've also paid, because he brought up the workers' comp insurance, I've paid that. The other thing that he brought up was that there's a number of property owners that have not paid their dues. How proactive, how aggressive do we want to be in collections, and should we send out delinquency notices?
I can tell you in the past what was done, and that's that the delinquency notices were done on a regular basis. There's also a time period once they're delinquent, and I think you've already passed it, for filing liens, or filing a notice of delinquency, and then after that you can file the lien. But I think you're already past that window, although you might talk with the attorneys, because it may be misread. It may be that there is no, it may be that it's not a window, it may be that we have to wait at least that long.
Yeah.
So you might want to check with counsel on that. But in order to protect that money, you need to put liens on the property. That way, if the property sells, the association gets their funds. There is a, in the past, we've had pretty good luck collecting on properties when they sold, with the exception of the ones that end up selling for taxes. If they sell on a tax lien, you lose it. But if they sell a private sale, you get paid out of escrow. There is a statute of limitations of 5 years on any amount owed on a contract. So technically, it's debatable whether you can collect more than 5 years of assessments.
Right.
But because there's a lien, we've always been able to. Nobody's ever sued to not pay it. And especially on a sale, they want the escrow to close, they pay it, and they don't even question it.
But the next step should be that we send out delinquency notices.
Yep, you do. You've got to get the delinquency notices out, see if you can collect any. I know we never had Richard go forward with anything other than the delinquency notices, but he has told me in the past that his office is actually pretty good at doing collections. It actually,
right,
you know, phone calls and bugging people to pay.
But first steps first, we'll,
right.
We'll get the...
All right, I'm making a motion for you to continue on
with Richard.
Yeah, well,
have him send out
delinquency notices.
And I would investigate what you need to do to file the liens, and there is a delinquency notice that has to be done on a certain format that has to go out first, and then the lien gets filed after that. But that way, that protects the association. So once the lien's on there, then you'll get paid out of escrow if it sells.
Right.
And we established a time limit on payment?
I think they do within the contract of delinquency notice.
It's due in November of each year.
Yeah.
So people are already like,
They're already delinquent. We'll send out the notice and see what response we get, and then we can move on from there.
Yeah.
All right. Discussion of possible action approving a newsletter.
That's already done, and like I said, that should be out.
So, I mean, that's kind of 6 months old, right?
We approved that in November, which I pointed out to Richard, and he eventually found it on his computer.
Okay.
But he said he'd get it out this week.
Is there any future discussions that we'd like to discuss in a future newsletter for the summer, maybe, so that we can write it now and then get it sent out, you know, midsummer? Is there any topics that we want to bring up in the newsletter?
That's worth considering.
Yeah, in the past newsletters, one of the things that they usually remind everybody every spring is to cut weeds because of the fire hazard. And with all this rain, we'll have a
huge fire season.
We're going to have one heck of a year for weeds. That's one of the things that normally was sent out in the newsletter. The other thing would be mentioning the fact that you are one person away from a dysfunctional board because you've only got three board members. And it takes three to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So as a reminder, we need volunteers, that kind of thing. We also usually mention the enforcement of the liens. You know, if you haven't paid, you need to get your dues paid, or you will be getting a lien on your property. That kind of helps entice people to write the check. And you can also throw something in there that you're going to try and organize volunteers to do road work, etc., to come to the meetings and be a volunteer. That's a good one to throw in there.
You're right. Okay.
All right.
Reserve study update.
So we'll get that just written up and then improve it for the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9, discussion about the reserve study update.
I've paid for it.
You paid for it?
Yeah.
So when is it going to be?
I think they might be waiting for the weather to be.
That makes sense. You got to drive the back roads and stuff, I'm assuming. That's cool. So, reserve study to be done, paid for.
Yeah, that's paid for.
So
what we paid for was the group. I think it's called Association or Associated. That's the one where it's basically just over $2,000 a year.
Cool. And so they'll come out here, the study, and give us some paperwork, and then hopefully by June we can talk about it, huh?
By the next newsletter.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Discussion and approval of Roseman & Associates retainer.
Okay, that's been paid as well. And I have used their services mostly because of the next clause that's coming up for the water district.
Okay. Discussion regarding the Pinyon Water District.
All right, here we go. This is a long one.
Oh, first of all, what the Pinyon Water District is?
That's our water district here.
The small one that you get water from?
Yeah. So
this is for the valley.
Really, it was brought up after the meeting last week.
Mm-hmm.
Michael brought it up that Pinyon Valley Water District were willing to sell to the Homeowners Association.
I think I brought it up last meeting exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I spoke to them, and I said we'd be interested, it makes sense. But then I spoke to the lawyer, and the lawyer says, this is outside of the purpose of the association, this is nothing the association should be involved with, but suggested forming a separate LLC to benefit the community and the residents of this district. I could then lend this LLC the money to purchase the water company. But that's going to need the approval of the whole board and the whole thing, and setting up the LLC, the whole thing. The other alternative is that I set up an LLC and purchase the water company myself. But like I explained before, I don't have the energy, inclination or expertise to run a water company, so I'd have to hire somebody to run it. So those are the options. We have two options there. Well, three if we don't do anything. One, we form an LLC to benefit the community and I lend them the money. Or two, I set up an LLC myself and purchase the water company and then have to put in a manager. Or three, we just let some complete stranger come in and buy the thing and maybe try and gouge us, although there are certain protections in place to stop that.
I can throw in there that it is possible for the association to get into the water business, but it's not practical. You have to go through and change not just the bylaws, but the CCRs, which takes the affirmative vote of just about everybody in the association, so that it's impossible to get everybody to agree. That's the problem, because you can change the CCRs, you can add things into the responsibilities of the association, but it's an act of God to do it. So that's why it's possible, but not practical.
But if we were to benefit the residents of the district with the LLC, you're saying, David, that would be possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just can't be part of the association because it's not in the CCR.
Separate LLC
without the association.
And then I lend that LLC the money to purchase it.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, I have to set up an LLC anyway and purchase the water company myself.
It can also have a mutual form where each person that's on the system purchases a share. But the state doesn't like mutuals anymore, so they make it very difficult to form a mutual water district or water company. The other way it can be formed is you can go to LAFCO and make it a government entity and form a district to operate it. Those are the typical ways of doing it, but none of them are simple.
So regardless, the HOA is not legally able to buy it.
Either way, so you have to set up a separate LLC.
All right, so we'll just table discussion regarding it involving the HOA.
But I don't know, because if you set up the LLC to benefit the residents and the community, that is the HOA, isn't it?
Well, no. Yeah, 100%.
No, because it doesn't fit within the CCRs.
But 100%.
But then how do we actually function?
The water district's full totality includes our tract of our HOA. The full district water serving rights is the tract. So that's how we prove it.
Yeah, but it's with that, the HOA has
no involvement. And there's also other stuff. I found that Quail Valley operated within our tract. And Randy, were you the manager within the past 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So legally, there is a conflict of interest with him even being in discussion because he sold within our tract. And I have other letters from the public utility.
Well, those actually weren't sold within during that time period. Those connections were done 20 some odd years ago.
There's no statute of limitations.
But those were done before.
There's no statute of limitations within the Public Utility Commission.
Those were done before those were done before the PUC granted that service area, that expanded service area. And
so I also have other letters.
So that's
a whole from PUC and the state saying that that is actually within the Pinyon Valley. So there,
and the Pinyon Valley
would be a conflict of interest for Randy to be in conversation.
And the Pinyon Valley Water Company is totally within the boundaries of the Quail Valley Water District.
And
100%.
And I also have letters from J.R. Smead signing it over from him personally and Quail Valley Water District to Pinyon Valley, which is also in public record.
So there's a whole lot of mess that the sounds created.
So I would like to table this conversation because there is a conflict of interest with Randy being in this conversation and purchase of us, because even him discussing this last time.
Yeah, because you see, you just make, but just make the mistake of saying us. So therefore, you're in conflict of interest.
No, no. Us here in.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
No.
The water.
No. I'm saying us here in this HOA because he's trying to influence us since.
I'm not trying to influence you.
Last meeting, he said that it was not possible for us to get in the business, and there was some influence there.
Well, and I believe that's what you just said that the lawyer told you too.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to influence you. I'm trying to give you fact.
I think it's a shame Marty couldn't be here today.
And in fact or not, conflict of interest. Okay, so let's just table that.
I'm not a part of the association anymore, so I'm just giving you my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys. Whatever you do.
Exactly.
And I have
you're
no
still, and you're still present.
I can leave if you want.
Gosh.
So, like I said, we'll just table that discussion.
Yeah, I'll go through it with Marcy at some point. As I mentioned earlier, she tried to get up here last night and turned back.
Yeah. Discussion regarding the current management, is that
That's Richard Monson. So we've
kind of resolved those issues.
We seem to have got that going, yeah.
It needs to be paid,
right? Yeah.
Possible action to request RFPs for management services. We
covered that. Yeah.
No insurance coverage for the motor grader.
No, because we don't have title.
What do you mean? There's no title for a motor grader.
No, but it isn't. Wasn't that brought up before? And
no.
Then everybody said you can't get insurance because there's no.
The insurance company never responded with a quote.
Oh.
Need to follow up with the insurance company and find out what happened to the quote that was requested.
Do we have an insurance company for vehicles?
Well, that's the thing, that they would probably have to add an owned policy to it, because right now we just have a non-owned policy for vehicles. We have coverage for anything we borrow, but we don't have coverage for anything we own.
Right.
But a quote was requested, but they never responded.
And we have workers' comp, but we don't have any workers.
That's and the workers' comp does not cover paid workers; it only covers volunteers.
Didn't you?
Yep, that's because it's two separate workers' comp policies: one for volunteers, one for employees.
Okay.
But in California, you have to have workers' comp on volunteers.
What other vehicles do we have?
None.
Just the combine. The tractor?
Just the grader.
Grader.
That's it.
All right.
Very good. What are we next?
This is the ingress and egress, which we put back all the time.
Yeah. Well, the RFP's paid for, so they're going to be telling us all the feasible options and what they think about the situation.
So we'll get that back.
And then that will lead into number 16 for possible action on road repairs when we get that back.
Yeah.
Number 17, possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew.
Yeah, we've covered that.
Yeah.
And
hopefully in the newsletter we get some more volunteers. That we'll write for the spring and summer.
Yeah.
Discussion of possible action to continue volunteer use of labor versus licensed contractors and have them pay to do
the volunteer labor is just us, isn't it? Somebody else has helped you a couple of times, but
I'm beyond, just me once and
well, and for really broader. For your insurance coverage, you have to name your volunteers at a board meeting in order for them to be covered on the workers' comp. So what used to happen is we'd make a list every year of who the volunteers were, who volunteered to work, and then enter those into the minutes at least once a year, that list, and that way you had that those were the people that would be covered under the workers' comp. But if they're not put on that list prior to them working, they don't have coverage until they are on that list.
Yeah. Well, the list of volunteers is everybody who sat at this table.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that's how you get the insurance coverage. They have to be put on a list and named at a board meeting, and then they're so that it's in the minutes, and then they're covered by the workers' comp.
So only volunteers so far are Roger, David, and Michael.
And Michael, yeah.
You could go back through the past minutes and find the old list, but again, it's best to do a new list every year anyway.
Yeah.
Keep it updated.
Well, it's in the minutes now that.
Yeah, I'm just
three of us.
Would that be beneficial to have in the newsletter also?
Just to make it attractive for everyone. Just come join the clan.
Yeah, free pizza.
Organized volunteers plus name. Any other requests for future agenda items?
Well, we've just said that we'll come back to the water company.
Yeah, I mean, even if we do it the other ways, I mean, it's not really an association.
No.
So I mean, we get all the people in the association involved in the situation, but it's not an association matter. I mean, all the people.
But if a separate LLC is going to be set up for the benefit of the residents, we have to find some structure where the residents benefit.
No,
but that's outside of the water district. Outside of the HOA, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It would kind of have to be a separate meeting.
Yeah.
Just like our role in this, I mean, it would be that specifically, that time frame, doing that thing, but it. That situation happened.
So Richard generates our newsletter.
We give it to him.
We send it to him and approve it, and we approved it in November, I believe. But he's only just sent it out this week.
And that's for what year? Like last year, this year, or what?
2010, I think. There's a bit of a backlog. Yeah.
If you guys want ideas for newsletters, there is probably close to a dozen old newsletters on the website you can go back through if you want to see what was done in the past.
I'd like to do that, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the website. MyMVA.org.
MVA.org.
MYMVA. Yeah, it's right there.
The one above you.
This one?
That's it.
MyMVA.org.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Any other requests for future agenda items?
I don't think so, no.
You still want to get the tractor, the tire blown up?
I did.
Oh, you did? Thank you.
I did that before the snowstorm.
Now, if the roads needed to be... The dirt roads, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Need after these storms are over, grading a little bit there. Can I volunteer to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll even volunteer to show you how to operate it.
That's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
If you're here, but no, I can figure it out.
I can show you how to operate it.
I appreciate it.
Main thing is go slow, because you got a lot of levers and stuff to pull, so the slower you go, the more time you have to do that stuff.
Well, I've been known to go slow.
Not what I do.
Oh, that's another thing.
All right, motion to adjourn this session, and next regular meeting will be not March 11th, that's today. It is going to be...
We've got a calendar here.
I'm going to say April 10th or 12th.
Let's see.
Well, I got my phone here.
Yeah. April 8th.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, thanks for everybody showing up for the mud.